And so I want to hear about your time with your family.
Yeah, so I took the same amount of time as you, but I didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
I had the spring break staycation. Now, part of this was budgetary. I don't have a lot of money these days, but sure did feel like I was spending the same amount as I would have anywhere else.
It never stops. I tell you this, just be glad, I think, that you avoided the airports. Because,
true.
Dude, I'm telling you,
TSA is insane right now.
Yes.
So, and the other part was that my daughter had a volleyball tournament over the weekend, so there were no real events that could be scheduled around that. So I spent Saturday and Sunday watching high school girls volleyball.
Okay.
And then that left Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for spring break fun. And my wife did not burn PTO for spring break, so it was up to me to entertain the kids.
You got to make chicken salad out of chicken ass.
Uh-huh. And so two of the 3 days were me and daughter and Wells. And then one of the days we went ahead and sent Wells off to daycare, and it was just me and the daughter. And so I'll quickly detail my itinerary, and then I want to circle back to the main thing I wanted to talk about. So Monday was pretty low-key, but because my daughter's in high school, high schoolers love to go thrifting.
Yeah.
So we hit some retail shops or resale shops and went thrifting. And then we took Baby Wells to go see Hoppers, the new Pixar movie.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I had high hopes because I heard that it was pretty funny, and it was indeed relatively funny.
About rabbits?
No, about beavers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a woke story.
Uh-huh.
About
libs.
A fictional town called Beaverton, and the mayor is trying to build a beltway, an elevated freeway around Beaverton that's encroaching on the forests and the marshes.
Those bastards. They'll never learn.
Where all the woodland creatures live.
Yeah.
And there is there's an experimental program going on at the college where they can put your consciousness into a animal robot that the other animals believe is real. And so this girl ends up inhabiting a beaver robot and becoming a leader of the forest animals and fighting against the mayor.
Wild storyline.
Yeah, it is pretty wild. And it's funny because the professor is explaining to her these robots and the technology, she's like, oh, so it's like Avatar? And they're like, no, it's nothing like Avatar. So it was fun and funny, and there were definitely times where Wells, who is now 2 years and almost 3 months, where he was in rapt attention.
Yeah.
Like, just fixated on everything, because he loves animals. So
yeah.
He's fixated on everything on the screen. And then there were other times where the only thing he wanted to do was stand on the floor and recline and decline the chair.
Yeah.
So just depends
honestly,
on what he wants to do at the moment.
I think he's honestly maybe 3 and 4 is where you are like, oh my God, movies, I can sit through a whole one no matter what it is and just be like locked onto the screen.
Yeah.
You're not far away.
He's not quite there, but yeah. he did have fun and we enjoyed it. So then Tuesday, this was daddy-daughter day. And so we scheduled two events and I ended up scheduling them way too far apart because I thought that the first place we were going to was in Richardson. It turns out it was in like North McKinney. It was right by Stonebriar.
Okay.
The golf course,
yeah.
Where we do the fundraiser,
yeah.
Appearance every year. And so we did pottery painting, and then we did Netflix House.
Oh, okay. So I've read about Netflix House.
Yeah. So after we were scrambling to finish our pottery projects in time to make it to our pre-purchased Netflix House time, and we barely made it. And then Wednesday, we once again had Wells with us, and it was animal-rific. We went to a cat cafe. There's an awesome cat cafe down Garland Road called Whiskers and Soda instead of Whiskey and Soda.
Yeah.
The owner is a big P1.
Oh, cool.
It's a great place, and you have to make a reservation, although sometimes they're slow and you can just walk in, but it's a coffee shop cafe, but they have all these rescue cats that are like 2 years old and younger, and they're just hanging out, and they have all of these tracks.
That's
and they're,
so wild.
They're hanging out up in the rafters, and there's toys to play with them, and so the kids love that. It was. I mean, and you can adopt. Like, you can fall in love there.
Yeah.
And they've adopted many cats from there. And then we went to the Dallas Zoo.
Oh, how was it? Super crowded?
Oh, my God, it was so crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah, parking was a nightmare.
Has he been to the zoo? Or
yeah. I think this was maybe his third or fourth time, but Mom had taken him a couple weeks before and gotten the membership, so we were just using the membership
this
time.
I can't believe how many memberships I had back then, from the zoo to the aquarium, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just the ultimate.
They pay for themselves.
They do.
Because
you're there
you're
so
like,
much.
What do we do? Let's just use one of these arboretum. Let's just go.
Right, all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just need something to fill time. And so all of it was great. We had a great time. But I want to circle back to Netflix House.
Yeah.
So this just opened, I believe, in December.
Yes.
And it's where the Bilk. Remember,
that's right.
Bilk that sells belts
and milk. Yeah.
Bork.
That Belk, the former space that Belk had at the Galleria, is now Netflix House. So it's a two-story experience. The top floor is like a restaurant with themed items. Themed.
Yeah.
I went Sylvester the Cat there.
Feet.
Themed items based on the shows. Also like a gift shop and an arcade. And anyone can do those things. You don't have to pay to enter that. But then downstairs, they have two immersive experiences that you do have to reserve ahead of time and pay extra to go. And it's like, depending on time, it's like maybe $35 to $50 ahead. Not cheap. And so there's one other Netflix house that's at like the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. I think they have like a Bridgerton experience, and I don't know what else they have. But here in Dallas, at the Netflix House, they have a Stranger Things experience and a Squid Game experience.
Oh, my God. So you could have died.
I could have died.
Yeah.
And so I left it up to Clara. I was like, what do you want to do? And she was like, let's do the Squid Game. Because she was like, I'll probably be a little creeped out by Stranger Things. You know, because it's like you're walking through these different...
The upside down
and Hawkins and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then, you know, in Squid Game, you actually get to do stuff.
Yeah.
They don't actually kill you if you fail.
Right. Yet.
But you do get to do stuff. And so I said, fine, let's do it. So we make it there just in time for our designated arrival. And we're in a group of like 22 people. I don't know what the maximum is that, you know, maybe 30 people in a given
Is it
window.
All young people?
It was families, mostly.
Yeah.
Some kids. And so they really beat you over the head. Like, you have a host that's with you, a real person that's with you the whole time. But then they also have video screens in each room that tell you exactly what's going to happen. And they explain the game in explicit detail. And then the live person reiterates it in explicit detail. And so, and they do a really good job recreating environments.
How much is this? Is it like...
I said it was like $50 a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we got a slight discount. It was maybe $45 a person.
Okay.
Because it was in the afternoon. And so, like, the first room that you go in is like the bunk bedroom, you know, where everybody lives.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, they have... like one of the people in the pink jumpsuits with the shape on their face mask come out, you know, like they
Does it look legit.
Yeah, I mean, they really do go for the detail, and so they explain what's going to happen, and you have.
Do they have the voice of this?
this is what you will be doing.
So they have the main guy. He's on video explaining the games, the guy with kind of the pixelated mask, the animal mask. And then he shows up in the last challenge. But he's not really talking. He's just an actor, a kid wearing the costume, and then his voice is projected in the room. But so you go through the challenges, and so you have – and if you want to do this and you want to be surprised, then spoilers. Okay, whatever. But they have the glass bridge game.
Yep.
And it's a – it's an iteration of that. Obviously, you don't fall to your death, but you have to remember a pattern, and if you screw it up, you lose. And I got hosed because I was waiting for the instruction to move to the next one, and then she said, no, you guys were already supposed to move, and so everybody in my group lost.
Like instantly?
Yeah. We all instantly died because of a glitch in the system. I was like, that's not fair. She didn't. The disembodied voice didn't tell us to move.
Yeah.
And so I was very bitter because I ended up coming in next to last. There were 22 people in our group. I came in 21st. So then there was a dance-off, like kind of a musical chairs thing.
Yep.
And that's the one I actually won. I won that one. You know, they do it in groups, but I won my group, yet I went down in the standings after I won. I was like, this is totally rigged. Then there is like a game where you're playing marbles. There's a red light, green light, you know, where, except you don't get shot. They just call out your
number.
That
was the first game in the initial series, right?
Yeah. And then at the end, there is like a jack-in-the-box game. And it's like the leader taking on challengers. And so it's fun. Like, it takes an hour, and like I said, they do a great job immersing you in the world. You know, the sounds, the creepy voices, the costumes, everything feels legit. It's fun. If you like the show, you'll enjoy it. But I'm here to tell you that the Squid Game idea is real. Because, like I said, they have a video and they have a chaperone that are explicitly explaining all of these games in detail, and without fail, at least four or five people are so dumb that they don't even understand what they're supposed to do. And the game begins, and they just have blank, like, deer in the headlights look.
They zap out.
Yeah. And they're like, did you not pay attention?
Yeah.
This is what you're doing right here. And I could not believe the number of people who just could not grasp the simplest child's games, because they're child's games. It's the point of the show.
Of the game, yeah.
But I shouldn't complain too loudly because I did finish next to last.
Right. You were you're being talked about on somebody else's radio show right now.
Yeah. There was this dumbass.
This idiot lummox.
Who thought he was a great dancer, but then he ended up almost losing. No, Clara peaked at 4 and she finished 5th.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she felt good about herself.
Yeah.
So she crushed the marble game.
Is it okay, so you're in there for an hour like everyone's in there for an hour, even if you're eliminated.
No. Just in each room, if you're eliminated, you just stand off to the side and you wait for everything to be completed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they take you out into the hallway and you queue up for the next game.
Yeah. And so 20 to 25 people each time. Is that max?
I'm not sure.
I tried to do the money math.
I think maybe 30 people. And, yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's every 15 minutes or every 30 minutes they're sending off a new group.
Yeah. So it's probably doing really well.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Especially these 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know that they're, because you can go and look at how many are available. It'll show you. This time is sold out, but this time there's 15 spots available. There's 20 spots available. So certainly they don't max it out every day, but they are crushing it at that place.
Now that she is 16, oh, wait, she still didn't have her license yet, right?
Not yet, no.
So you didn't be like, you can drive the car, baby.
Well, we did. So we did a reconnaissance mission to the Cat Cafe before we went to Pottery, and she did drive to the Cat Cafe because she has her permit.
Yeah.
and we almost died like three times.
Yeah.
So, you know, I bought her a car that is now my car. I'm driving her car until she gets her license and I figure out something else to drive.
Yeah.
By the way, this space for hire, if you have a car dealership and you need me to endorse you. So I bought her a car, and so she's only driven it a handful of times, and she hadn't driven it in a couple of weeks. And so she was blaming it on, this is different than mom's car. I'm not used to the brake and the accelerator being different.
It is
a little punchier, you know.
But still, the bottom line is, everyone's been through it. You know, if you have a kid at that age and you got them a car, whatever, it is such a white knuckle ride. I don't want to ever go back there, even though my kid just got it, you know, 9 months ago or whatever. I want no part of that scene ever again, because it made me, like, sweat profusely, like, freaking out, pit out. Every time I was in the car, I'm holding on for dear life, like something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing my best to be chill.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing, overreacting and being panicked backseat driver or, you know, passenger seat driver is not going to help things at all.
No, not at all.
But yeah, when she gets honked at for almost cutting somebody off trying to switch lanes, it's like, okay, let's just stay in this lane for a little bit.
Yeah, don't move. Just don't move.
We're fine. But all no, right. she's doing great.